So before you listen to the sermon, read Luke chapter 3.
قبل از اینکه به موعظه امروز گوش بدین، لوقا فصل 3 رو نگاه کنید.
We're going to talk about the ministry of John the Baptist.
امروز می‌خوام به خدمت یحیی تعمیدگر نگاه کنیم.
On Wednesdays we are going to the book of Luke.
در هر چهارشنبه کتاب لوقا رو با هم مطالعه می‌کنیم.
We've looked at the birth announcement of the messenger, John the Baptist.
در مورد خبر تولد پیام‌آور یحیی تعمیدگر خوندیم.
We've looked at the birth announcement of Jesus Christ.
خبر عیسی مسیح رو شنیدیم، مسیح موعود.
Then we looked again at the birth of John the Baptist, the messenger.
بعد تولد عیسی مسیح اون پیام‌آور رو صحبت کردیم.
We looked at the birth of Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
بعد تولد عیسی مسیح و مسیح موعود.
Yeah, including a little bit of his youth.
و یه مقداری از نوجوانی او رو.
Today we look at the ministry of John the Baptist, the messenger.
امروز به خدمت یحیی تعمید دهنده یعنی اون پیام‌آور نگاه می‌کنیم.
And next week we'll start looking at the ministry of Jesus Christ.
هفته دیگه در مورد خدمت عیسی مسیح صحبت می‌کنیم.
And then we'll be the rest of the book of Luke.
و بعد ادامه لوقا و خدمت عیسی مسیح و قدم به قدمش رو نگاه کنیم.
So let's start reading in chapter 3.
فصل 3 رو شروع کنیم بخوندن. آیه 1 و 2.
Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, the tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness.
You like it? Yeah. تیاریوس قیصر در وقتی که پندیوس پیلاتوس والی یهودیه بود و هیرودیس حاکم و حنا و قیافا کاهنان اعظم بودند، کلام خدا به یحیی پسر زکریا در بیابان نازل شد.
تو اوکی. سو وی سی هیر لوک giving all these markers about the timing about of what he's talking about. And he's giving an orderly account of what happened. Just as he said he would do in chapter 1.
Yeah,
if you remember, we started out with Luke 1, 1 and 3.
Yeah,
for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth an order and declaration of those things which are most certainly believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. 1 to 4. Chapter 1, 1 to 4.
از آن جهت که بسیاری دست خود را دراز کردند به سوی تألیف حکایت آن اموری که نزد ما به اتمام رسید، چنانچه آنانی که از ابتدا نظارگان و خادمان کلام بودند به ما رسانیدند. من نیز مصلحت چنان دیدم که همه را از ابتدا به دقت در پی رفته به ترتیب به تو بنویسم، ایت اوفیلوس عزیز، تا درستی آن کلامی را که در آن تألیف یافته ای دریابی.
Yeah, so he really makes sure that we know where in history this thing belong.
Yeah, he gives us
who are the political leaders, not just one, several of them. He gives us who are the spiritual leaders at the time, the high priest.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what happens. This is history. And then we are introduced to the ministry of John the Baptist.
Yeah,
in Luke 3:2 it says, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. You already read that. You need to translate it. Yeah, last part of 2. The word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. Now go for a moment to Matthew chapter 3. And you can keep your finger there. We're going to come back there. But read verse 1. Yeah, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea.
و در آن ایام یحیی تعمیددهنده در بیابان یهودیه ظاهر شد و موعظه کرده.
Again, it's emphasized. He's in the wilderness and he is preaching in the wilderness.
میگه که در بیابان بوده و موعظه میکنه.
Skip to verse 5.
آیه 5
رو. Yeah, Matthew 3 verse 5.
متاسه
then
5.
Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan.
در این وقت اورشلیم و تمام یهودیه و همه حوالی اردن نزد او بیرون می آمدند.
Yeah. So people from all over the place come
to John. مختلف می آمدند به سمت یحیی.
From all walks of life as we will see in a moment.
همه شرایط زندگی، همه حوالی.
They go into the wilderness to see or to hear what John the Baptist has to say. Now listen to what Jesus later says. In regards to John the Baptist, in Matthew 11. Matthew 11, 7-10. I'm just giving you some background. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went you out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out for to see? A man clothed in the soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses. But what you went out for to see? A prophet, yeah. I say unto you, and more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee.
و چون ایشان می‌رفتند، عیسی با آن جماعت درباره یحیی آغاز سخن کرد که به جهت دیدن چه چیز به بیابان رفته بودید. آیا نه ای را که از باد در جنبش است، بلکه به جهت دیدن چه چیز بیرون شدید؟ آیا مردی که لباس فاخر در بر دارد؟ اینک آنانی که لباس فاخر میپوشند در خانه های پادشاهان میباشند اما به جهت دیدن چه چیز بیرون رفتید آیا پیامبری را بلی به شما میگویم از پیامبر هم برتر زیرا همان است آنکه درباره او مکتوب است اینک من رسول خود را پیش روی تو میفرستم تا راه تو را پیش روی تو مهیا سازد.
Yeah, so why did you make this effort to go into the wilderness?
Yeah,
was it to just see some reed moving? Was it to see some fancy guy with some special clothing?
No,
none of that. You actually went out to see a prophet of God. A man who proclaimed the word of God to you. And he said, he's even more than just a prophet. Because he is fulfilling scripture himself by being out there.
Yeah, this
John was a prophet that was prophesied about.
Yeah,
this was a prophet with a message that was prophesied about hundreds of years earlier.
Yeah,
the word of God came to John and he started to prepare the people for Jesus Christ to come into the scene.
که به اون مسیر اومده.
Now, what was he preaching and teaching to the people?
میکرده. در مورد چی صحبت میکرده؟
Yeah, what did they go out to hear?
در مورد چی رفتن صحبت کردن؟ چی بشنون؟
3 from Luke 3.
آیه 3 رو بخونید در لوقا فصل 3.
And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
به تمامی حوالی اردن آمده، به تمهید توبه به جهت آمرزش گناهان موعظه می‌کرد.
Yeah, he was preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
Yeah,
and we know what it is. That he was preaching the gospel.
Now,
how can we be forgiven for our sins?
Yeah,
by faith in Jesus Christ. Yeah, the first and I will go into this a little more. But the first and foremost message that John was preaching was the gospel.
Now,
some people will look at this verse.
بعضی به این آیه نگاه میکنن و میگن
and they will use it to teach and work based salvation
و اعلام میکنن که انجیل نجاتمون از طریق اعماله.
Yeah, others would say then Paul preached a different gospel than John and Jesus.
بعضی میگن پولس با موعظش با یحیی و عیسی فرق میکرد.
Yeah, which is nonsense.
غیر قابل قبوله.
Yeah, there are no different time frames and different
gospels are applicable.
Abraham was saved by faith.
David
spoke of the blessedness of the man who was sins forgiven without works. These are both Romans 4 at the beginning of the book. Look at
that
later. Yeah, salvation always has been by faith in the Old Testament and the New
Testament. But
someone look at Luke 3 and they say it teaches that you have to repent of your sins to be saved. Now the problem is that the Bible defines repent of your sins as a work. Yeah, as a work. It's a work. Repenting of sins is a work.
توبه کردن یه نوع عمله.
Look it up, John 3, Jonah 3:10.
ببخشید یونس.
Yeah, Jonah 3:10.
یونس 3:10.
Jonah 3:10. For he saw their just read it if you have it. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not.
چون خدا عمل آنان را دید و اینکه چگونه از راه‌های بد خیش بازگشتند منصرف شده بلایی را که بدان تهدیدشان کرده بود بر سرشان نیاورد.
Yeah, so turning away from your sin.
عملشون رو دید که از گناه توبه کرده بودن.
Yeah, is a work. God saw their works.
کارشون رو دیده بود خداوند. خداوند عملشون رو دیده بود.
The danger by saying that repenting means automatically repenting of sins is that you get into one false work-based gospel.
Now, انجیل دروغی.
The Bible is crystal clear that salvation is by faith.
کتاب مقدس خیلی روشن میگه نجات از
There are literally more than 100 verses that will tell you that it is by faith.
بیشتر از 100 آیه هست که اعلام میکنه
است. I will give you very few because we know them. Ephesians 2:8-9.
افسسیان 2:8-9.
For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And in case you're confused, about what grace and works means, Romans 11:6. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work.
اگر از راه فیض است، دیگر از اعمال نیست. وگر نه فیض، دیگر فیض نیست. اما اگر از اعمال است، دیگر از فیض نیست. ولی عمل دیگر عمل نیست.
It's either one or the other.
یا فیض یا عمل. یا برعکس.
You can't have them both at the same time.
نمیتونی جفتش رو داشته باشی.
Combining those is impossible. Either one or the other.
با هم دیگه یکی کردن غیر ممکنه. یا این وری یا اون وری.
Yeah, if you are saved, some say, then you have to have the works.
بعضی میگن اگر نجات پیدا کنی بعدش حتما اعمالو باید داشته باشی.
That's a lie as well.
این هم اشتباه است و دروغه. Yeah.
Romans 4.
رومیان فصل 4 5.
Romans 4 5.
و اما.
But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justified and godly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
و اما کسی که عمل نکند بلکه ایمان آورد به او که بیدینان را عادل می شمارد ایمان او عدالت محسوب می شود.
Yeah, to him that worketh not, his faith is counted for righteousness.
Yeah,
John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son had everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abided on him.
آن که به پسر ایمان آورده باشد حیات جاودانی دارد، و آن که به پسر ایمان نیاورد حیات را نخواهد دید، بلکه خشم خدا بر او میماند.
Yeah, Acts 16:30-31.
اعمال رسولان 16:30-31.
What must I do to be saved? Answer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thy and thy household will be saved. Acts 16:31.
و ایشان را بیرون آورده گفت ای آقایان من چه باید بکنم تا نجات یابم؟ گفتند به خداوند عیسی مسیح ایمان آور که تو و اهل خانه‌ات نجات خواهید یابد.
Now, yet when Christians are confronted with a verse like Luke 3:3,
وقتی مسیحی رو لوقا 3:3 رو بهش نشون
میدی they don't know how to answer that.
نمیدونن جواب لوقا 3:3 رو چی بدن.
Now, God is not confused about salvation.
خداوند در مورد آمرزش گناه It's by faith. نشده. ایمانه.
So if you find 100 verses that say one thing,
اگه 100 تا آیه یه چیزی رو میگه
that is by faith,
که از طریق ایمانه,
you find one or two verses that seem to say something else,
اما یکی دو تا آیه دیگه رو پیدا میکنی که در دیدگاه اول به نظر میاد یه چیز دیگه میگه.
You know you're interpreting the few wrong.
میدونی چند تاشو اشتباه
داری. Yeah, because God doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't contradict himself.
خداوند اشتباه نمیکنه. خداوند ضد خودش حرف نمیزنه.
Why is this verse brought up?
چرا این آیه رو به حضور شما
Because people have been lied to by false teachers.
چون خیلیا به عنوان معلمین دروغی بهشون
دروغ گفتن. The word repentance is the same as repent of your sins.
همون معنی توبه کردن
so
از گناه.
So they add a false meaning to a word.
توبه کردن از گناه عین هم نیست.
And now a lot of people are when they hear the word repent, they think repent of sins. Yes, you can repent of sins, but it's not the same as the word repent means. And by changing that word, the meaning of that word, you can use the scriptures to teach a false word-based gospel. Yeah, that you need to repent before for your sins before you can be saved. Now, of course, this is a wrong meaning. Yeah, because you're adding. Yeah, it doesn't say that. You're adding off your sins. Now, should you turn from your sins? Absolutely. Yeah, but it's not a requirement for salvation. The word repent simply means to turn.
And
if it's in regards to salvation, it's turning from a false belief to the right belief. It's to turn from Buddhism, your belief in Buddhism, to belief in Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's turning from false belief in Islam
to true belief
in Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, God manifest in the flesh. It is turning from false belief in a works-based gospel to the true gospel. Yeah, that salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ. And make no mistake, people who trust in their own goodness, in their own performance to get them into heaven, their own works, these people are not saved. Yeah, they say, oh, do you believe in Jesus? Oh, yeah, yes, I do. I believe in Jesus. Oh, okay, why do you think you go to heaven? Oh, I'm living a good life. I've turned away from sins. Oh, I was baptized. Or my mother was a Christian or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
folks, that's a lie. Yeah, these people are not saved. They need to hear the gospel.
Yeah.
Why do I normally always ask people, even if they come to church and say they're Christian, why do you think you go to heaven? What do you think you need to do to go to heaven?
Yeah.
To just check to make sure that somebody really understood that. Yeah, so we want to make sure that people don't leave here having a false belief that we could have corrected them and show them the truth. And get them saved. So when you read that John is preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, he's not preaching to people that you need to turn from your sins to be saved. Yeah, because it will be in direct contradiction with a lot of Bible verses
that say that it's by salvation, but for by faith alone.
So what then is John teaching? Now, here's a lesson in understanding the Bible. Yeah, you compare scripture with scripture.
So
let's see what is baptism, this baptism of repentance, what that means
for the remission of sins.
Go to Acts. Go to Acts 19 verse 4. Acts 19 verse 4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus.
پولس گفت یحیی البته تعمید توبه میداد و به قوم میگفت به آن کسی که بعد از من میآید ایمان بیاورید، یعنی به مسیح عیسی.
Yeah, so here we have Paul referring back to the teachings of John.
And
he actually defines for us what the baptism of repentance for remission of sins actually means. Now, did it say you need to repent of your sins to be saved.
گفته بود تعمید توبه یعنی که توبه تو گناهاتون توبه کنید و ایمان بیاریم و
نجات پیدا کنید. اما پیامش چی بود؟ Should believe on him which could come after.
ایمان بیاریم که او کسی که بعد از او میاد.
Yeah, that is on Christ Jesus.
از طریق عیسی مسیح و تنها از طریق عیسی مسیح.
John taught people to believe on Jesus Christ.
همه ایمانداران درس داد که ایمان داشته باشند.
Yeah, John the Baptist.
یحیای تعمید دهنده.
Was preaching the same gospel as Paul was preaching.
همون انجیل رو موعظه میکنه که پولس موعظه میکنه.
We preach when we share the gospel. Yeah, go back to Luke chapter 3, verse 4.
And read
6. As is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God.
چنانکه مکتوب است در کتاب کلمات اشعیا نبی که میگوید صدای ندا‌کننده‌ای در بیابان که راه خداوند را مهیا سازید و راه‌های او را راست نمایید، هر دره انباشته و هر کوه و تپه پست و هر کجی راست و هر راه ناهموار صاف خواهد شد و تمامی بشر نجات خدا را خواهند دید.
Yeah, of course, John fulfills this prophecy from Isaiah. He is that voice crying in the wilderness. Yeah, he is that prophet that was preaching, preparing the way of the Lord.
And
the idea behind is that when somebody important would go from A to B, servants would be sent out to make sure that the road was in order. Stones were removed. Just to make sure that this person of importance and safe and convenient travel.
John
prepared the way for Jesus.
اون راه رو مهیا کرد برای عیسی مسیح
for Jesus Christ to take the stage.
عیسی مسیح اون مسیر رو قدم رو برداره.
Yeah, at a certain point we hear John saying, I must decrease, he must increase.
میگه من باید کوچیک بشم و او باید بزرگ بشه.
Now let's go and read that prophecy for a moment because there's an interesting verse in there. Isaiah 40.
اشعیا 40 رو بخونیم.
Verses 3 to 5.
آیه 3 تا 5.
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
صدای ندا می کند، راه خداوند را در بیابان مهیا سازید، و طریقی برای خدای ما در صحرا هموار کنید. هر دره برافراشته شود و هر کوه و تلی پست گردد. زمین ناصاف صاف و ناهمواری ها هموار گردد. آنگاه جلال خداوند آشکار خواهد شد و تمامی بشر با هم آن را خواهند دید، زیرا که دهان خداوند سخن گفته است.
Now, for who was John preparing the way? For Jesus Christ. Now, if you look at verse 3. What does Isaiah says that this messenger will be preparing the way for? Yeah, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Yeah,
this is yet another verse in the Bible, in the Old Testament,
that
shows you that Jesus is God.
Yeah,
it's very similar to the prophecy in Malachi 3,
where we saw a similar
thing.
And
you can read it at home.
already
talked about it anyway, so. Yeah, so people looked through a glass dim in the Old Testament. But they definitely had a lot of light. Yeah, they definitely could know that God would come himself to this earth.
که خود خداوند بر روی زمین اومد.
Yeah, and John was there to ease them into that.
یحیا اینجا بود.
Hey, this time that the Old Testament was spoken about, this Messiah.
این زمانی مسیحی که من دارم در موردش باهاتون صحبت میکنم.
Yeah, this is about to happen.
این اتفاق قراره بیفته.
Yeah, that is what his father Zechariah prophesied when he was born. This is his purpose.
چه چیزی صحبت کرد؟ هدفش چیه؟
Yeah, and thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways.
پسر تو مسیری خواهد راه حل خواهد کرد که راه خداوند را هموار خواهد کرد.